The venerable CBS News program, 60 Minutes, is bringing back one of its most storied segments, Point Counterpoint. Starting this Sunday, former President Bill Clinton will square off with his rival from the 1996 election, Bob Dole. The segment will run for 10 weeks and will be called Clinton-Dole, or on alternating weeks, Dole-Clinton. 60 Minutes hasn't featured Point Counterpoint regularly since 1979, when Shanna Alexander and James Kilpatrick faced each other in a style that inspired this famous parody.
Dan, there's an old saying, behind every successful man, there's a woman, a loving, giving, caring woman. But you wouldn't know about that, Dan, because there's no old saying about what's behind a miserable failure.
Jane, you ignorant slut. Bagged up, dried up, slunk meat like you and Michelle Triola know the rules.
That's Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin, of course, from Saturday Night Live. Joining us now is Bob Garfield, co-host of NPR's On the Media. Bob, what's going on here? Why bring Point Counterpoint back after all these years?
Ratings, Michelle, not only pure numbers of viewers, because 60 Minutes already has a lot of that, but advertisers demand younger viewers. They want people in their 20s and the 30s, and this stunt is an attempt to attract them.
And Bill Clinton and Bob Dole are going to attract legions of viewers in their 20s and 30s?
Well, I don't know about legions, but they're going to attract a lot of people, at least for a little while, until the novelty wears off.
Point Counterpoint worked so well in the past. It was one of the most talked about segments on TV in the 1970s. Could it work again?
Well, I suppose it could. In many ways, Point Counterpoint was a precursor to the kind of hyperventilated, very confrontational radio and TV punditry that we see so much today. It passed for political debate, although it never really was. It was more like pyrotechnics, and you know, there was never really an exchange of ideas. It was just an exchange of blows, and we are very familiar with that now. It's just this one happens to have a much more elevated cast of characters.
Both Bill Clinton and Bob Dole are saying that this segment will not be a screaming match, rather that it will feature more substantive discussions. And Mr. Clinton characterized it today as something that might interest people who want light instead of heat.
I don't know how they're going to be substantive in the 3 or 4 minutes that is allotted to them. And, you know, I certainly wouldn't want to have to get out of a burning building with the using the light that is going to be shed by these segments. I don't suppose they're going to be a screaming match. They wouldn't do that. But, I don't think this is going to be the kind of thing that expands political debate in our country.
It's not uncommon for former presidents to write op-eds in newspapers or to make speeches. But have we ever seen anything like this?
No, we have never seen anything like this. You know, you can cash in on the presidency in many ways with book contracts and the speaking fees. And President Ford is on a lot of corporate boards and so forth. But this has the potential to be a circus sideshow that is just unprecedented in post-presidential demeanor. I just think it's potentially extremely degrading to the presidency. But of course, you know, that's a pantry that President Clinton has been in before.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Bob Garfield is co-host of NPR's On the Media and author of And Now a Few Words from Me.